This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Now, 8 months into Washington's cap-and-trade gas tax, there is still no answer as to why those in agriculture are still paying this tax that they are, as written into the law, exempt from. I asked U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse what he's hearing from his constituents.
I've been hearing loud and clear from people even before the beginning of January when the law went into effect about the potential at that time impact of higher prices. And now we're realizing those high prices due to the cap and trade program that the state has implemented.
After overtaking California for a month or so with the highest gas prices in the nation, Newhouse says the problem is now obvious.
Even the proponents of the tax are now saying instead of the pennies that they thought it would cost and people wouldn't even notice it, are now admitting that the goal of the program was to increase prices to force or encourage people to turn away from using fossil fuels.
Newhouse says it's costing millions.
And that's having a huge impact on people in rural Washington, on the agricultural industry. You know, people in rural areas have to drive a long ways to get places. Cost of fuel is a big part. Cost of everything we buy.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this costly gas tax agriculture should be exempt from.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.